This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Not Spider-Man. Stop fucking telling me that. No one's gonna believe you. Are we live, man?
Yeah, man. How you feeling? You look a little bit down.
Yeah, my eyes are all sunken in. Look, it's my engagement party on the weekend and I really don't remember it.
I do. Do you want me to tell you some facts?
And now I'm really paying for it. It's just been a really fucking low couple of days.
Mate, I tell you what, that's what it'll do to you. A bender will make you feel down.
When you get to bed until like 7, 8, and I can't remember the speeches. I can't remember what I said. I can't remember what was said. I can't remember who I spoke to.
You spoke really well. So did Mon's dad. You both spoke really well, and Mon as well.
Yeah, like I was just so worried. I was cringing that I'd done something drunken, but
the whole night was that everyone's on best behavior. I don't know why.
What are you doing?
Sorry.
Is that a fake beer?
Yeah.
Why do you like that?
I don't know. It's just so like something gross. To treat myself, and I've got like the taste of vomit in my mouth.
What, like a?
It's because you're bulimic now.
A 0% alcohol.
Maybe stop vomiting up your food then on purpose and you won't need fake beer.
Oh, yes, I did it.
But yeah.
Problem and the solved. Blue chair.
But, engagement party was fun. Fucking had the margarita bar there and then that finished at like 11 and then there was fucking kick-ons and yeah, it's just... And now I'm so fucked. It's
I left your house. I think off. I got home at 4 a.m.
Oh, really? I thought you were there for longer.
Maybe I was. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah, I reckon.
Literally remember none of the time at my place. And yeah, I haven't slept properly. I've just been riddled with anxiety. And here we are trying to be fucking funny cunts.
Michael Fallon fingered me at your party.
Really?
He assaulted
rumors.
Me. No, I'm not. And it needs to be addressed.
You're so spreading Michael Fallon.
I'm calling him
you.
Out. Michael Fallon fingered the brown.
Holy shit.
What was it like?
That would have been a dream come true for a lot of girls.
Yeah, but he said I was quite loose. So it just naturally went in, like without any
force.
How
far deep?
Oh, it felt deep.
Why didn't you have pants on?
No, I had pants on. He got in though.
Underneath
I was taking a photo of Maitland Hanley and Jess. And I as I was doing that, I was in a vulnerable position. And he snuck up behind me and got me.
I don't like
true
this.
Story. It's a true story.
Okay, there has been occasions where I've been with friends. I remember poor Ryan, a friend of mine. He got propped up like in like a celebration sort of. You
oh,
know.
Like hooray!
Yeah,
raise
like,
him in the sky, you
it was
won.
Like his 21st, and it was exciting.
Oh no!
And I just went straight for his ass, like just went. As went as deep
oh
as
my
I could.
God.
You hoppawattied him.
And just kept moving it like. And he starts screaming. Oh my God. Oh my God. And then.
What? He had his finger up his actual ass.
Through the pants. But yeah, like I was going. I was trying to find the hole. And then like once he gets down and the commotion's all settled down, he comes up to me and he's like, dude, you actually fingered me there. And I was like, yeah, I know. Start laughing. Then he sort of giggled it off.
He's probably still has nightmares about
yeah.
that.
We should sorry maybe call that. And apologize.
That's getting your fucking ass fingered is one of the worst, most like makes me jump so much.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, yeah, engagement party was fucking lit. Thanks everyone for coming and holy shit balls, man. Wish I could. Feels like such a shame to not have any memory of that.
How do you not have memories?
It's
remember
like I may as well just
night.
Go to bed.
<It's> yeah. Like, does what about Mon? Does she remember?
Yeah, Mon remembers much more than I do. I don't know. It's just
I've thrown this out before that both of you lack memory a lot.
Yeah, I think
it's from excessive use.
Yeah, I think like, and one of the things is the older you get, when you have a few drinks, even then your memory gets a bit patchy. It's a thing.
Your brain starts to just deteriorate.
Sometimes you have a fucking beer with dinner and then you won't remember where you are.
I reckon I agree with you, because even James Lee, who's the healthiest of all of us combined, is
it gets worse as you go.
Brain clouds.
I remember getting drunk when you were younger. It's probably because you couldn't drink as much. Now you can drink a lot and it just wipes your slate clean. Whereas when you're a bit younger, and actually we did drink a lot when we were younger.
Yeah, I drank a lot more when I was younger.
But man, I remember you drink like a bottle of vodka you could get through in one night and you'd still remember everything when you were younger. Now if you have a third of a bottle, the whole night is gone.
I had some blackout moments when I was young, but I've never had blackout moments past 25.
Yeah, that's how it should be, I think.
But I think you guys are a different path.
Yeah.
I started quitting drinking around that time as well.
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't have one drink.
Yeah. I remember. Yeah, no, I had drinks of yours.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So you drink, how'd you get home?
You drink drive?
I drove, yeah.
You drank drive home? Great.
I had about three drinks at the thing, and then I had some champagne back at yours.
So there was no, you weren't over limit?
No.
Oh, and let's actually talk about this car shit, right? Did you know if you lose your license, that doesn't mean you've lost your license?
Michael's recently got his back.
Yeah. Well, but doesn't mean, normally you don't have to drive. Right? Well, normally you're not meant to drive.
What Michael's saying is that he drove the entire time.
You can drive. It's fine.
Yeah, but we have had friends get caught.
We have had friends get caught. But yeah, it's annoying. You know, we've both had our license gone and we both just drove. I don't know. Are we allowed to say that?
Yeah. I think so. I think it's
not, we're not putting anyone's life in danger.
It's like you're just driving your car.
Yeah.
That's why people who are in accidents and someone dies, the other person loses their license as a punishment, but they get it back.
And I'm sorry,
crack the shits.
If you're 10 kilometers over,
we pay our taxes.
Yeah, fuck it. Like, enough points shouldn't get you off the road for that. Like, anyway.
We pay our taxes. So
there's a lot of punishments that are mixed in with the license that really sucks and hurts people.
And stop signs? Did you know it's 3 points if you do not stop completely?
We pay our taxes.
If you do not come to a complete stop, Brown. So I remember. Ooh.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to sneeze directly on your hand.
That's okay. Anyway, if you go through a stop sign and you do not come to a complete stop, even if it's 1 a.m. in the morning, $350, probably more now.
Yeah, it's way more
points.
Now. It's probably like 10 grand now or some shit. But look at this, right? Michael's getting kicked out of this house. I don't know if we've told you guys this.
Yeah, studios.
And we need to find, we're going to try and find a nicer place, and Matt needs a new place. So we've just discussing before we started filming that Matt should get the place and he can just live at the place where we will live. So we will all be together all the time during the day.
Wow, imagine that. Yeah, you could have days off now and then. Cook rice?
Yeah, come cook rice with us, babies.
Yeah. Love rice. That's plain rice.
Seriously, baby, rice pudding, do fried rice, stir fry rice curries, fucking just brown rice, black rice.
All right, I like my couch, right?
Yeah,
we'll couch.
Yeah, we'll put cellophane over it.
See, you've already.
Yeah, Matt doesn't want it. Matt doesn't like this idea because
it'll be a big place. So you have your own little it's a granny flat.
I'll come home and it'll just be covered in barbecue sauce.
Yeah, that's what Matt's worried about. He's worried about it because we're silly billies to live with, but we'll be paying a fair chunk of the rent, my boy.
And I don't want you to destroy my couch. I like my couch.
Yeah, all right. Well, look, we'll just put some plastic on it.
If we pay you more, can we destroy the couch?
We'll just buy you another one.
Right. Thank you.
That's fair. Makes sense.
But anyway, that's the discussions behind the scenes. We need to move out of this dungeon.
It would be good. I would be able to if I come home early from school, I might be able to spend more time with you guys. You might still be filming. I might be able to jump in a little cameo in the background.
That's exactly right, my
There's opportunities.
Start Brown could start his actual OnlyFans.
Yeah. We could film that for you.
With Isla.
Obsessed with her. He's been talking about her.
I've been cringing at all the ringworms who are sending me screenshots that they've sent her. That's
people are DMing her. All the people who watch the podcast, we told everyone to go and DM her last week saying that Matt really likes her and that she really needs to respond to him. And she still hasn't responded, has she?
No.
So keep the hunt up, everyone.
No.
Instagram.
Stop.
Isla.O'Doherty on Instagram, and let her know that Matt really wants to talk to her, and he's just desperate to please just get one or two words from her, please.
Yeah, just to say.
Yeah, I'll get two words. Fuck off.
Oh, wow. Imagine, okay, just go like forward in time a year from now. You and Isla with 7 kids.
In a year?
Yeah. Because you find kids.
It's possible.
Octo mum.
No, it's possible you could have 7 kids in one birthing. That could happen. You could have, this could be the one I figured out today. This is the actual way you were going to find your future wife.
No, it's not. And I don't know how much more I can handle it.
Are you talking to the last week's Bachelor Brand?
Yeah, I have.
There you go.
Jess, I believe.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so
you're
welcome. I chatted to her. She's pretty fucking cool.
There you go. You're welcome for that, by the
have
way.
Have you signed up to her OnlyFans?
No, I haven't signed up to her OnlyFans. I'm being, I don't know what I'm being.
You're being respectful.
I was going to say that, but then I was like, I don't really care.
Yeah, and I'm sure she wouldn't.
Probably I should.
It's helping money.
Go on. Just sign up.
Yeah, I'm supporting.
Yeah, you sign up to a fucking stranger's website that you've known for a fucking week. And not ours for 3 years, cunt. Fucking bullshit. Yeah, I'll be supportive. I'll support it.
Shit. That's bullshit.
Because there's tits involved.
That is actual bullshit.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's tits on our website this week. Julian was a little fucking flele, right? And during our vlog, during our activities vlog, which is on the website right now, he got a stripper over. So there's fucking tits on our website.
What was
you
the
don't
stripper's
believe
name?
I don't know. I can't remember.
But
it was incredibly awkward.
Now, sounds fake to me.
That's a reason for you to. No, seriously, there is a girl.
He doesn't believe it. No, let him. Let him think that.
You could see breasts.
And that's the first time.
And I think everything, was everything out? I don't know.
I don't know.
But like, you get to see a girl naked if you sign up. Does that convince you to sign up now?
Just at least the free trial. You see the breasts and then leave. Does your friend offer you a free trial?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Not yet.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I haven't
we'll
asked.
See.
Speaking of trials and shit, sponsors. Are you a fucking disgusting dickhead wanker who fucks alone and sits in the dark screaming and crying because you're dumb and blind and you got hair all down your back shit and women when they see you? Well, you're an idiot. Go to manscaped.com and buy all of their male grooming shit and have use our discount code FULLYACTUAL20 for 20% off everything. They will turn you from a fucking 1 out of 10 to a 6 or a 7 out of 10, and you need that. You need to groom yourself. Go there. They got heaps of amazing products. Shavers for every orifice for your body. They got sprays. They got
lip
washers.
Balm. They got a ball toner. Smells good.
Ball toner. They got a towel for your balls, which Matt uses a lot. If you're out and about walking around and you're doing physical things and you want nice smelling balls, you have a little towel for that. Manscaped.com, our discount code FULLYACTUAL20. The link is in the description. At least go to the website to have a look at some of the products, okay? Because we've forgotten them all.
There's body wash that you can
use in the
shower. Is there
a little
letter? Body wash is good. I don't bullshit when I say it.
See the piece of paper? The piece of paper.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, here we go. Watch this.
The body wash is really good.
Yeah, they got heaps of good shit. FULLYACTUAL20, 20% off. And the fucking tell them you know us, right? And they'll give you fucking 20% off. What do we got here? They got the crop mop, the crop cleanser, the foot duster, the refined cologne, and the plow 2.0. These shavers are very, very, very.
That is very.
It is very.
Anyway, Manscaped. The other sponsor, of course, is the University of Markle. Oh my God, we have over 200 videos, most of them like half an hour long, where we post shit that we cannot post to social media. Our most fucked up experiments, pranks, sketches, everything. Matt Brown's on there. There is now a breast on there, Brown.
Yeah.
There's a breast. So you just fucking, and you don't need to pay straight away. Just go there, sign up with a free trial. You got 21 days to see if you like the content. And if you don't like it, you can leave. There's no risk. So you may as well go and have a free laugh. If you think this podcast is funny, you probably will like some of our videos. Michael drank his own cum. Yes. Does pineapple make your cum taste better?
It's for science.
Did it?
Yeah, it did. We've told you this. You zone out whenever we talk about the website.
It's got breasts now, though, yeah, so you'll zone in.
Maybe.
You'll hone right in on that.
I am very porn addicted in these days of loneliness.
Oh, really? Oh, what have you been watching?
Oh, just look up pictures and just scan through each one until I find the angle that I want, and then I just go there.
Oh, my God. And
I create the scenario in my head and then, you know, straight into the bottle.
Well, so you have been adding to the bottle. That is good. That is good to know.
Oh, my God.
Nah,
how much percent full is
it? Actually, no, I'm joking. I haven't started it.
Oh, bullshit. I don't want to.
It's
you absolutely
too-
must. And I reckon,
Brown, it's for $1,000.
Yeah. What about virtual? You should get a headset.
I don't think I'll be into it. Although okay. I could go virtual and use the pocket pussy you guys bought me for Christmas. Yes, or my birthday,
if you got Oculus, man, that would be so fucking realistic.
Mm. Or I could put virtual reality on and then like get someone to come over.
You're just being creepy now, Matt Brown. All right, we need to move on.
We need to move on.
Those are the sponsors, everybody. Now let's rip into On This Day, bitch. But before we do any of that bullshit, boom! Yeah, I don't know about that, Matt Brown. I don't know about our podcast blowing up in 3 months because of the things that we say and do. It's far too vulgar. And we're back.
Do you reckon that's the reason why? Is because we're a bit too vulgar?
We aren't commercially friendly. And yes, that matters, I'm afraid. On this day, in 1987, the first fake breast was surgically attached to a female chimp. The surgery was a success and the doctor fell in love with the chimp. He even taught the chimp to suck him off for bananas. He then added lip fillers and shaved the chimp. He gave it acting lessons and dyed the chimp's hair blonde. The chimp learned the English language and realized it didn't need the doctor. The chimp escaped and went to Hollywood. There it legally changed its name to Pamela Anderson and went on to have a successful acting career. I'm Matt Brown and I kind of want to know what it feels like to have a chimp suck me off. Is that right?
That's actually Pamela Anderson.
Wow, it's actually a chimp.
35 years ago today.
Wow, that is Tommy. I'm pretty sure Tommy Lee has a pretty graphic sex tape with that chimp.
Yeah, wow.
Mm. Well, whatever you're Motley. Into, I guess. Whatever you're into.
Sorry
about that. Anyway, here we have Michael's Bible, right? Michael is a godlike person and has godlike thoughts.
Figures.
And so he wants to read you a verse from his own Bible that he's writing and would like it for during this time if you could please refer to him as Beezus and not Michael.
Hey, Beezus.
Okay.
Praise be Beezus.
It's your Bible. You don't need the Bible anymore. You just memorized it.
Oh, yeah, shit.
Look at this. Down syndrome baby has only one leg. Look, the Down syndrome baby has only one leg.
What happened to the other one?
For those listening on Spotify, I'm just holding a Down syndrome baby that you can buy from Kmart. It's like a stuffed toy. Anyway, sorry. Beezus, back to you.
This is chapter 420. Living is human being, dying is human bean, and baking is baked beans. So many words there sound the same, but all have different meanings. Even meaning sounds like being, which could means.
I thought that was the end.
Yeah, so did
I. I smell a storm at the air, one which has no care, being, bean, and baking. I think I'll stick to baking, though. It makes me giggle more than I can throw. Thank you,
Michael.
That's all right. That's okay, everyone. My pleasure.
Okay. Here we go. Let me just... Oh my God! It's time Okay. Oh, yuck. It's time for me to read an entry out of Matt Brown's black book in which he has detailed every single sexual encounter he's ever had his entire life, okay? And they become graphic and they're evil and they're twisted. And I just want you to know, if you're under 18, I don't want you to listen to this, right? And if you're a sensitive soul, then maybe just skip ahead next 3 to 4 minutes, right? Because this is not for the lighthearted.
Mum, if you're listening, skip this bit.
Yes. Yes, Jonathan. Where is the black book?
It's under the Bible.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
I need to find where we're up to. So last week, Matt Brown finished his creation, Requifton, a torso with tits all over it, and fucked it. What will Matt Brown do this week? Have number 56.
This episode is brought to you by Rockstar Energy Drink. Be honest, are you procrastinating by listening to this podcast? It's okay. You just need Rockstar Focus. Choose from 3 delicious flavors, each crafted with ingredients for an ideal energy and mental boost, like Lion's Mane, 200 milligrams of caffeine, and zero sugar. Visit rockstarenergy.com to learn more. At least 75 milligrams of caffeine has been shown to help improve attention.
It was a beautiful morning. The sun kissed my skin as it rose above the ocean. I was casually walking along the beach, feeding pieces of broken glass to the seagulls. I loved this time of morning. No one around, just me and the seagulls. I strolled in ankle-deep water and took a shit. The splash of my poo hitting the water made me chuckle. My life was finally starting to feel normal again. I kept walking and noticed a large grey mass up ahead. I thought it must be a random rock of some sort and continued on. Then as I got closer, I realized it wasn't a rock at all. It was a beached whale. I trotted over to it like a nosy housewife and ran my hand along its massive body. I reached its head there, and staring back at me was its big, beautiful eyes. The whale lives. It was a humpback whale, not fully grown, an adolescent, if I had to guess, at least 7 meters long and looks quite plump. I looked towards the ocean, and sure enough, there was its distressed mother. I immediately shot into action and started tugging on its tail. I used all my brown strength and dug my gout-riddled heels into the sand. I pulled and tugged. But the whale did not budge. It must weigh close to 5 tons. I scanned the beach to see if there were any other humans that could help, but it was futile. Defeated, I walked around to the head and sat down. I maintained eye contact with the whale, and its breathing started to slow. I continued stroking its head and ran my hand over its blowhole. With my pointer finger, I started circling the blowhole. Then I would dip my finger in occasionally. Interesting. I stood to get a better look. This creature actually had a sleek sexiness about it. My touching turned to groping, and I leant in and tongued at the blowhole. I could sense the whale becoming a bit uneasy, which only fueled my sexual desires. Then I cheekily ran to the front of the whale and showed it my dick. I slung my dick around in circles and made intimidating sounds. The whale's eyes widened as I climbed onto its back. I stood and looked out towards its mother. When I could see the mother looking at me, I once again showed my dick and slung it around in circles until it became hard. The mother whale was clearly starting to panic. Then I took one look down at the blowhole underneath me, jumped up in the air, and dove my entire cock into it. My hips crushed down into the whale so I could get as deep down into the blowhole as possible. Then I put my hands on either side of its head and began fucking. The whale squirmed and made weird noises, but my gut slopped on and off with every thrust. I heard the mother whale making sounds and violently thrashing around in the ocean, so I gave it the finger and hurled abuse. Fuck you, cunt! I'm fucking your daughter's skull! Call the police. I stopped fucking. I slowly turned and saw that around 30 meters away, a whole family was standing and watching me. The mother already had the phone in her hand and was calling the police, so I knew I didn't have much time. I started fucking hard and fast, and I could hear my balls slapping against the whale's back.
I looked up and saw even more people running towards me. This time there were 3 lifeguards and around 10 other people. Word had gotten out about the beached whale and people were racing down to help. Hey! What are you doing? Mind your own business. I hissed back at them. The blowhole started to split and tear and the whale's blood lubricated my shaft, allowing me to increase my fuck speed. I needed to concentrate. I had to have this whale. One of the lifeguards reaches me and grabs my arm. Get off that whale, you fucking freak! I rip my arm away from him and vomited black soybean paste all over him. Don't touch me! The other people stop in their tracks and look visibly scared. I cocked my head back and continued fucking. People were crying and 2 of them even threw up. Now there were at least 30 or 40 people surrounding us. Then finally, I felt it. I locked eyes with one particularly traumatized teenage girl and began launching my mince deep into the skull of this whale. My face twisted with pleasure and I came and came, but I never once broke eye contact with that teenage girl. Thick black mince overflowed from the blowhole and seared the skin of the whale. I stood and my cock unplugged from the blowhole as I did. I heard police sirens approaching from the street. 100 people had just witnessed me ejaculate in this dying baby whale. They were down on their knees crying and shaking, terrified of me. I couldn't risk getting arrested again though, and jumped off the baby whale and ran towards the ocean. As I hit the water, I heard someone say, "That poor baby humpback whale." I couldn't resist. I turned back to the crowd. "It's a sperm whale now, cunt!" I reached deeper water and start swimming exactly how a dolphin would swim. With my arms by my side, I kick my legs and shoot high out of the water, and I make dolphin sounds as the shocked onlookers watch. Then bang, the mother whale engulfs me and suddenly I'm in its mouth. I try to grab onto anything I could, but it's too late. It swallows me. I still had room to move in the whale's stomach, but this was not good. However, will I get out of this mess?
Oh, that was very intense.
Oh my God. So next week we hear about your like journey in the whale. You're like Geppetto, the father of Pinocchio. Yeah,
holy shit.
Have you built a boat in there?
Or did they write that story about you, that?
Man, you'll just have to wait. Wait and see.
Holy shit.
He's like, Pinocchio gets swallowed by a whale, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, he goes to find his father, Geppetto.
Is that what you would
AKA
want?
Blinky.
That's why I had to leave the Gold Coast.
Oh. I'd like to see you swim like a dolphin.
Oh, dude. It'd be better than bounding backwards to see that.
Jumping high out of the water going... And then splashing back down playfully.
Oh, can you do that?
I could try.
Do the sound.
Yeah, not very good.
Oh, anyway, sorry. That's Matt Brown's fucking black book, everyone. Oh. Fucking fucked, isn't it? Anyway, moving right along. Next. Oh,
you know what I just realized?
Who?
So, I won't say names, but like at your... at your
Declan.
Engagement party.
Yeah.
I ran into someone from school.
Your school?
Yeah.
D'Artagnan.
And I was chatting with her and the podcast came up and I was like, oh, please, please don't watch it.
It's
funny.
Man begs people.
And it's funny because I think back now and I'm like, man, I still cringe at the thought of like being... embarrassed in front of school people, but I don't give a fuck about anyone else in the world. You know what I mean? Isn't that weird?
Yeah, that's very strange.
Oh, so like she, yeah. What year did you go to school with her?
Like high school.
Oh wow. Okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah. So, and I was just like, fuck.
Had she seen it?
No, not at all. And I was like, I wonder if anyone from school has actually watched it.
100%.
Oh,
imagine seeing someone fuck a beached whale.
Oh man.
And then everyone running over and he swims off like a dolphin.
And the hiss.
Oh, so yeah, just that story. Just, yeah.
Very good.
That was a sexy, suave little story there, baby.
A lot of bestiality going on. And like, yeah. Is it pedophilic if it's bestiality? Like, what's the law there?
Yeah, it's like,
you're not going to be pedophilic if it's
an animal. So if you have sex with a baby lamb, it's not pedophilia, it's bestiality.
Bestiality.
Yeah, we got it. Like, that's some important shit to solve.
We might have to do an experiment. We might need your help.
Apparently, oh no, I won't get into it. Fuck it. I was stealing someone else's joke, but Like I watched a comedian talk about how that there's different names for different age groups of younger people that you, you know, that pedophiles sleep with. It's not just pedophiles, it's like different ones, except everyone only like remembers pedophile.
Which one's pedophile?
I've what seen that the young. Have you seen that clip?
Yeah.
On YouTube. Yeah, but I can't remember
that
it.
That caught
now.
My attention.
It's like a sort of like.
Because you are one.
Oh, no. fucking hell.
You're one of the more like up ones, like 14, 15.
33 degree. Sorry.
Sorry. March 27th.
Well, there you go.
Anyway, what else? Should we do Bachelor Brown now?
Oh, yeah. She's probably waiting.
Yeah, yeah.
Her name's Brooke.
Well, Bachelor Brown is next.
Bachelor Brown, 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 Brown.
Oh, right, it's
Brown,
time.
Brown, Brown, Brown.
It's time
Bachelor
for
Brown,
Bachelor Brown.
Brown, Brown, Brown.
He's right Bachelor behind Brown, you. Brown, Brown, Brown. He's always behind you.
Bachelor Brown, Brown, Brown.
Run Bachelor away, Brown, please. Brown, Brown, Brown. Oh, he's catching you. Bachelor Even Brown, if you turn around, Brown, he's behind Brown. You. He's always Bachelor behind Brown, you. Brown, Brown, it's Bachelor Brown. Brown. And this is a segment where Michael and I have taken it into our own hands to find Matt a partner because he can't do it himself. And we've done very well. He's been talking to some. He went on a date with one. So this is working.
This
regardless
is
of how he is, how appreciative or not Matt Brown is, this is fucking working. There are girls talking to him left, right, and center, and he wants to see their tits. And I'm going to tell this girl that, you sick puppy.
Well, this one, I reckon, is the one. And I never say that.
What's your handle?
Wow. Yeah, that's a big call from Michael.
I never say that.
Hello.
Hello, Brooke. Is this Brooke I'm speaking with?
Yes, it certainly is.
Brooke, I'm so happy to talk to you. You are on the Marty and Michael Fully Actual Podcast, which is actually the best podcast in the whole world. Not many people know that, but now you do. Welcome.
I totally know that.
Oh my God.
Oh, she knows already, so that's already a great start. And sitting next to me, I have a quivering, shaking, nervous Matt Brown, and he's gone all red, and he's got sweat patches he's got all over his back, and he's got sweat patch in his ass crack, and Matt really, really wants to get to know you.
Please stop.
And so we're just going to just pretend like we're not even here, Brooke. I'm just going to let it over.
Sure.
Matt, and you guys just get to know each other. See if there's a bit of a spark here. Off you go, Matt. Kiss her, kiss her.
Hey, Brooke, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good, honey. How are you?
Oh. I'm good.
She said, honey, Matt. She said, honey.
You love that. You love honey. That's sexy.
Actually, to be honest, I'm quite exhausted. It's been a long day.
I'm so sorry.
No, don't be sorry. It's not your fault. It's just it's been a long day.
What would you do if Matt had just had a long day at work and he's just come home to you, Brooke? What would you do to help relax him?
Fuck.
Well, I don't know. Maybe a bit of a shoulder rub after meeting him at the door with a nice cold beer.
Oh.
Maybe nothing but some high heels.
Oh, Matt.
Oh, Matt.
Stop making those weird noises, Matt. Stop that, Matt. Seriously.
So where are you from, Brooke?
Stop. Yuck.
I'm from the Sunshine Coast.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
my mother just moved to the Sunshine Coast.
Oh, wow.
Lovely.
Like well, maybe away. When you go to the Sunny Coast, I'll you could stop by.
Yeah, I have to spend more time.
Get a shoulder up, Matt, hey?
Definitely. That sounds perfect.
What do you do for work? What do you do for work?
That's good, Matt. That's good.
I'm starting to study psychology, actually doing forensic science and a Bachelor of Psych. So
I need a psychologist in my life.
Shit, that is actually, yeah.
Because I sit on this show and these two fuck with me constantly.
Well, I think the first thing she would be doing is going through your black book to try to analyze you mentally, I think.
Oh, there's some dark.
Definitely.
Dark
the psychoanalyzing
stories.
Is, you know, awesome. I love it.
Matt, what would you do? Where would you take Brooke on a first date here? Why don't you open up a little bit here, like a little flower that's blooming?
I don't know. I like
guess so, man.
People go for real wild first dates. I like basic shit. Like,
the time.
There's a nice river walk in Brisbane City. Mm. I like to go on a nice walk. You get to know each other.
That's what you did with the other
I
girl.
I like that.
Yeah, I did.
I like that.
That's recycling dates.
There's it's more the than one. The come on, Matt.
Okay, Brooke.
You whore.
Brooke, would you stand up where you are right now? And do a virtual
dance
with Matthew Brown.
No, I'm not
slow
doing a dance.
Matt, a slow dance, Brooke.
Matt, would you hands on her bum when you dance with her?
It's not going to happen.
Just totally. Stand up. Come on.
Just, would you do that,
just
bro?
Put yep. your hands out like that on
I'm
your
totally
hips.
Totally dancing.
Oh, she's dancing with you. She's grinding on you, man.
She's on a bump.
She's touch her bum. Touch her bum, man.
Do it.
Holy shit, man, just clap her ass. First date. First date, Jin is gone.
First date.
We always sort you out, Matt.
We always are there for you, man. You got a massive heart on your hiding with that baby. That sounds weird.
Brooke, how old are you?
I'm 27.
Okay. Oh my God, that's a good age.
You love that age, Brown.
That's like Kurt Cobain died then.
That's his maximum, like 17 or 27. That's his maximum.
Oh. 17, come on.
Brooke, why would you ever think that this was a good idea to come on here?
Oh, I love watching you guys, and honestly, I think you're a bit of a stud, Matt. So.
Brooke, where do you live exactly?
In Maroochydore.
Oh, that's right. That's nearby. That's so close by, Matt Brown.
Very right. close.
All right, Brooke. Well, point there. Oh, look at that. So many links. There's so many links. Isn't that right?
Of course.
Well, it sounds like there has been a definite sparky. I felt the heat.
Yeah, that was electric.
Yeah.
Electric.
So, Brooke, would you be okay to continue this conversation with the Brown on social media, on Instagram, if you have it?
I totally would.
All right, that's perfect. So if you want to follow Matt Brown, so it's just regular Matt Brown and then 4 number 1. So Matt Brown, 1111.
Yep. I'm already following him.
Oh, where you fucking going? All right, slide into each other, DM, see what happens. Maybe you go down to a full concrete plan and you want to give her some concrete too, baby. And then you go see your mother give her concrete.
Oh, dude, you touched her bum.
Yeah, you guys. Yeah, that was quite a
sexual. I liked it.
Quite a sexual.
Oh, she liked
day.
It.
Imagine if she farted.
I was getting.
You're a pooey head.
I thought we were virtually kissing again. I was getting used to it.
No, you got to change it.
You want to.
You want to.
Nah,
no.
Oh, you want
to. No, it's a kiss. Give her a virtual hickey. Give her a virtual hickey on her neck.
Oh, you can't.
Give her a hickey on her neck.
Suck the microphone.
Wait, hang on.
Matt.
Do you actually like neck kisses?
Do I like what, sorry?
Do you like neck kisses?
Neck kisses.
Oh, fuck yeah. I love it.
Matt loves giving them. He's always trying to kiss us on the neck.
Yeah, it's part of my erogenous zone.
All right, Brooke, well, thank you so much for jumping on. Matt's there's so much sexual tension here. I can tell Matt wants to go and relieve himself. Found,
you are definitely top three. I can tell you that right now.
Matt, you need to
Matt,
whisper.
Matt said you're top three.
He just whispered it.
Oh, wow. I'm flattered.
Oh, so. Matt, stop that. He's touching himself, nodding, like a big smile on his face. Matt, stop that. It's kind of weird.
Oh, so dry.
Let me do it for you, Matt.
Look at that face! Look at that chuffed! That's chuffed! That's chuffed!
Anyway, thank you so much, so Brooke. Hard. And I wish you nothing but the best with your future with the Brown.
Thank you
we
so much,
We might see you at
guys.
Some barbecues
thank
soon.
Thank you for coming on, Brooke.
Might see you at the season finale, Brooke.
Sounds perfect. Have a beautiful night, guys.
Thank see you, Brooke.
Bye.
Oh, my dude. Stop. Dude, was that fun? You touched her bum.
Dude, that got heavy, man. That got hot and heavy, Slilly.
Dude. I found some confidence there in the chat.
Yeah,
you're getting
gave
better.
It
you almost, you should have done the dance.
Yeah, you should have flicked your tongue out lots.
I was getting better than last week. I really crashed and burned.
Yeah, last week was not good.
You're improving. You are
and then
improving.
I bounced back a bit.
Yeah. You really showed up and you, it was comfortable to
you
listen to.
You should have danced though. You shouldn't just grab the
yeah,
button.
I reckon you should have danced too. It's just a slow dance for a few
maybe
minutes.
Next time?
No, that's private.
Dancing's, touching your ass straight away is private.
Yeah, dude, you took to neck level, bro.
That was crazy.
And I saw you stick your finger out of it too. You wanted to get in the bum too.
It's because of my stories earlier.
Yeah, you sick man, huh? My brown sick man, huh? Anyway, moving right along.
Yeah, moving
along.
On.
Sorry.
Please.
By the way, everyone, we are running a comment competition, okay? If you comment anything on any episode this entire season, you are automatically in the running to win $1,000.
Okay.
We will pick the winner at the end
of the season, okay? So if you, the more you comment, the more chances you have of winning. But right now, we're moving into our comment of the week, the segment, where Michael, me, or Matt pick a comment at random from last week's episode that we love, and we'll print it out and put it on this board, and whoever's on this board also gets a chance to win $1,000. So two separate competitions. So comment as much as you can, because it's good financially.
So we have it's an business issue with the board currently.
Oh, here we go.
We ran out of... Well, we lost the blue tack in the house.
Oh, here we go.
So I've got many that are waiting to be put on, so but the house has been cleaned and now the blue tack is definitely gone. So I'll have
well,
to
we might need to buy blue some blue tack.
Yeah.
So the board's a bit behind, but don't worry. Everyone that we've picked so far, you will
You'll
be
on there.
Michael, do we have the cow of the week this week?
Yeah. Oh, yes, we do.
All right, everyone. This is the comment of the week. Are you ready? Down syndrome has no legs.
Break it down.
Yeah, who did that?
All right. Comment of Ziwick went to Steph Galloway. And she says, Matt gets more excited over concrete than chicks.
I doubt that.
Yeah, I highly doubt that. That's the comment of the week, everybody. And now that her name's going to be on that board. She has a 1 in 39 chance of winning 1,000. And if she comments, man, it's just like, you know, it's common sense to comment.
It's business.
So easy. And it's like you've got far bigger chance of winning than the lottery. And it's free. The more you the more times you comment, the more times you fucking chance of winning, Matt.
Sorry.
Comment twice, you've just doubled your chances. Yeah. Three times the chances.
Throw me a concrete term sentence. Say something that like try and woo me with concrete.
What do you mean?
Just say something
cool. Come on, impress us with your concrete. Come on. Here we go. Impress us with your concrete, man.
What do you mean?
So just like, say something like, if I was talking about tennis, I'd say I prefer a top spin over slice backhand, just to sort of be like,
especially when going cross court. That's what we'd say.
So and then, talk something concrete. Go with a sentence.
I don't want to do this.
Why not?
Come on, man. I want you to try and impress us here with your concrete knowledge. You've been in the industry for decades.
It's been like 30, 40 years now.
I don't really want to do this.
Oh, really?
There's just nothing exciting about it.
Oh, but, man.
Oh, man. You could say like a cool, like, I'd say cutting concrete.
Or different type of concrete, maybe. What's your favorite concrete? That was a good one.
I care about cutting concrete. That's what I'd say.
My favorite concrete was a polished exposed.
Yeah, see?
Not sure which exposed. Cool. Maybe a Diamantina, maybe a Jabiru exposed.
Look at what you've come up with. Jabiru? Look at what you've come up with there. Look at what you've come up with.
Maybe a Richmond exposed.
I
don't know. They're all wholesome terms. Anyway. All right, if you go with wholesome, you won't know what those terms are. Anyway.
Anyway, before we get into the questions, let's quickly call a place and scream until they hang up.
Yeah, why didn't you say we're going to do scream?
Oh, yeah. Holy
shit. So this is the scream segment.
This is the scream segment, guys. We only started it last week. This is a segment, right, where we just call any random old business and then we all guess how long they're going to stay on the phone for while I scream as loudly as I can.
Can I make a suggestion that you just put some small breaks in to see if they say anything after the first one?
There's pauses.
Oh, that's right. We said that instead of talking, I'll be screaming.
Yeah.
So I'll be like a normal talking sentence and then I'll stop, wait for their reply and then I'll scream again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you must engage with them.
All right. Yeah. All right. So those are the rules. And we're going to call, I've just typed in restaurants near me. So what do we think? What's your estimation for how long they'll stay on the phone for?
Oh, I reckon you've got 20 seconds.
No, I reckon 12.4.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. No, it's 20 seconds.
Marty?
I'm going to say, because this will make it longer, the 9. fact 2. That I'm having breaks. I'm going to say 27.
Whoa. You guys are crazy.
And by the way, if this gets to a minute and they're just like not saying anything, I'm just hanging up.
We hang up.
That's it. They win.
They win. Yeah.
KFC will win, right? And they get the point.
I will go buy some KFC from the shop.
Oh, I feel like it now, but
it's about to begin. As soon as he answers, I start the clock and start screaming.
Take him off. Johnny?
There, stop that.
Oh my God, you were close.
25 seconds.
Holy shit.
Johnny, someone's screaming. That's what I heard.
Like I was blocking my ear.
Dude, that was beautiful. That's my favorite segment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Going on me. I like it too. Bunk break! And we'll be right back with questions from you guys.
Yeah, right.
Oh! Oh, God.
Have to start again, Michael.
We've lost it. It's all gone. We just lost all that. It's not recording.
One of the cameras isn't recording. We're fucked.
It's walking out the door.
Thank you, guys. That was so believable.
And we're back!
Maybe we should set up a fourth camera in here just to capture the behind the scenes.
Oh, well, maybe we'll keep... We just lied to Brown. Hopefully, Connor keeps it in.
Yeah, well, if you can hear it.
If you can hear it. We were behind there. But, like, yeah, he basically... What did we do again?
We lied to Matt and said that...
The camera stopped.
Oh, yeah, that the camera stopped.
Did you actually forget what we just lied about?
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit. That's the sort of Alzheimer's.
That's what we're dealing with, my friends.
Is it going to get worse as you get older?
Hopefully not, baby.
Does that mean
I just press stop if I want it to stop?
Is this just going
to
be me having the same conversation with you every 3 minutes on the podcast?
Yeah. Well, I reckon that could possibly happen if we do the world record.
What, like, oh, yeah.
What is it? 3 days podcast?
Yeah. 100%.
It's close to that.
We will go. What's the latest?
They haven't replied.
Okay. Well, looks like let's just organize it ourselves and say it's the world record.
Because it is. We're going to be honest.
Well, it's okay. We still got time. As it gets towards the end of this season, we'll have to.
I'll see if it's still newsworthy. We'll fucking reach out and just say, hey, look what we're doing. Look us, everyone.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't think it's newsworthy enough without.
Probably not. Without the Guinness, but it's worth a shot.
Let's just put a little can of Guinness on the table.
Yeah.
Just see if they go for it.
And anyway, fucking questions. And this is where we answer your questions, the questions that are commented on the Marty and Michael Fully Actual YouTube channel. All right, we answer the most liked questions first and work our way down. So if you like some other questions, give them a like, give them a little vote, right? And fucking comment your questions, fucking keep going. Comment.
And the earlier you like questions are the faster they'll get up. Yeah,
and you may as well turn post notifications on so you can comment first, because the ones that comment first, they usually get answered the most because they're there for the longest. So more people see them, so more people like them, so they get up higher.
Yeah.
Matt Brown.
All right, top question went to Trent J. Benson, depending where he's from. Question for the podcast. When will there be animations of meth use have stories?
Oh, have you seen it?
Yes.
What did you think?
It's pretty fun.
All right, so we actually have the finished product, all right? It's like 4 minutes long. We will be releasing it. We just have to see if it's releasable on YouTube first.
I don't think it is.
Yeah,
I reckon we'll release it on the website first. Because
it's animated, you know. And he did fucked. Goob did a very good job of making it like less fucked, and it's animated. So I'm thinking, look, we'll see what we can
do. But you can't watch fucking anime porn on YouTube.
Yeah, but it's not really porn.
There's some crazy shit going on.
Yeah, there's some sort of...
We're yet to decide. We're either going to put it on the website, but don't worry. We want everyone to be able to see it for free, so we're going to probably put it on the OnlyFans as well.
Yeah,
soon.
Probably on the OnlyFans.
But ideally, we'd love to put it on YouTube as well. We'll see. We'll fucking see, all right? Questions.
We'll see.
Oh, that was a question.
That was the top question of the week.
Yeah.
Next question is from Thomas Hooper.
Imagine doing that with a real baby.
Well, show the camera.
Squeezing it like that. Just around its shoulders. It's like that.
Can you pop their heads off by doing that? Like just probably. The dull ones?
Anyway, let's move along.
Is it weird that we've all got children?
Yes, everyone. People listening on Spotify, we have these babies on.
Each one of us have a little baby.
Mine
doll.
Has autism and one leg.
Mine's good looking.
Yeah, I've been seeing you kiss it.
It's got blue eyes.
Camera. It's been kissing it off camera.
This is the ideal baby.
Yeah, I found this one. This is the latest one.
That's Michael's ideal.
All right, next question is from Thomas Hooper. Oh, no. What were Amber and Mon's thoughts on the podcast after they watched it live?
Yeah, they're like obviously pretty grossed out, I think. But like, and I thought about it. Imagine seeing fucking Amber like pull her pants and pull her ass cheeks apart. And do one of those fucking farts.
I think I could I could he'd respect be right it. With it. It'd be like, wow, that's amazing. It'd be so funny to see Amber do that, dude. I would love that. Oh
yeah. Anyway, yeah.
Dancing
yeah.
No, they like the face, like going really red.
And her laughter
so
then.
Confronting. Yeah. Like, so confronting.
No, normally it's falling to the ground by Marty. He's just like got no more fucking oxygen in him. And he's just falls collapsed.
I've given it
God.
My all. I've given it my all.
I've seen you collapse after benders, but that time we were at fucking boys' trip at that palace and you were up the hallway like 5 meters away and I just see you farting in the distance staring at me. Then you collapsed and it was only me who witnessed it and it was honestly a 20-second fart. It's like the most beautiful
thing. I gave it my all.
And then he collapses to the ground and just starts moaning in pain.
Honestly, oh shit, I wish I'd seen that.
It was nothing like funnier I've ever seen in my life. It was fucked up. Oh, very good. Thank you.
All right, next question from Toad Flicker. Hey fellas, what was the repercussions of that egg to Marty's face? It looked insanely painful. That's the one where you copped it.
Yeah, that was very close to being
a bruise.
Yeah, and it bled a little bit, didn't it?
Yeah, they always bleed at the start as it cuts.
I just had a bit of like a bruised eye. But that could have been fucking, that could have been like James and the apple to the eye, which sucked. Yeah. Oh man, I couldn't look left or right for a few days. It hurt so much.
Oh,
that was a very strange feeling.
Oh, you had to just move your head to see?
Yeah.
Just like doing
an old
this.
Man. Move my whole body to look around.
Oh, poor thing.
All right, next question is from Ringworm D001. All right, question for the podcast. Marty, have you ever thought about going into voice acting?
No, not really.
I could see you doing cartoons.
I could see you cartooning.
How do you even get into that, though?
I think you just send an email off.
Hey, guys.
I want to be a voice actor.
Oh, you got to say more?
Yeah.
Next question is from... Oh, actually, this is not a question. It was more of a statement. Liam, I'm going to fuck the last name up. Please don't hunt me down. Liam... Liz?
Hunter, Matt.
Anyway, Liam is going... he's a big fan of the...
What would you say then?
I said the man Matt is the only hunter.
Liam is a big fan of the podcast a couple of years now. It's been the highlight of his Mondays, but next Monday he's getting sentenced to jail and he's going to miss his chicos. He's going to miss us and he's going to be bin watching it when he gets out in 2.5.
Man,
you have some episodes backed up.
Yeah, at least you'll get to fucking...
Yeah, that's
going to
be a good time when you get out. Maybe he has an internet access, so he might be able to watch it.
Yeah, I'm sure they would be. I watched this show on Stan called 60 Days In or something.
Oh, yeah, I've seen bits of that.
Yeah, James told me about it, and it's so fucking cool. It's these volunteers, they voluntarily go in as inmates, but no one knows that they're... volunteers. They just think that they're
and
other
sometimes
inmates.
They like snitch on each other and say, oh, he's
dude,
actually a fake.
So fucking interesting.
Wow.
Jail is like, yeah, it's kind of curious, made me curious to go for a bit.
Well, maybe we should go on the show.
I wonder how that's possible. Yeah, it's in America, the show. But like the jails are fucking like...
Yeah, it'd be too much.
It's not a nice place to
live.
It
ain't like Australian jail. I think Australian jails are like a little nice farm.
Pretty sure in Australian jails, you get like TVs and shit.
In the Clearly, but just one.
Actually, I don't know.
One.
We should go for a visit.
All right.
A tour.
Well, yeah. Are we allowed to do that? Video.
I don't know. I reckon if you could convince them that you're there to perform for everyone.
Dude, we should just go. We should just fucking email a random inmate and just be like, hey, let's have a chat.
Well, I've been to Wakehall Prison in Brisbane.
You do
visited
that?
A mate.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was that like?
It was pretty shit.
You can't record in the prison.
Can't record in the prison.
Did you kiss at all the other inmates?
Nah,
and
he
shit?
Was behind a board, so we couldn't. It was like a metal board thing. I don't know. It was like a newly. He wasn't. He hadn't been there long enough to be, you know, face to face holding ones. But then I also visited him, the same guy at Nummanbar Farm Prison, which is like in the Gold Coast hinterland, where there's no fences. It's just all inmates, like on their last couple of months, ready to get out. So yeah, that and that was. The average.
There's did you grow crops there. With them?
No.
Well, they so they can get away if they want.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But they don't because obviously they're so close to getting out of prison. What's the point of running away when you're out in a couple of months?
Yes.
Next question is from Ed Boy Con.
Oh my god, dude.
That's, I assume that was someone's laugh.
Save it. For reaction. He doesn't actually say in videos, but he's asking, what are your worst injuries that you've ever sustained in life, I guess? Matt is obviously being single, lonely, and depressed.
That's an injury.
No. Oh, wow.
The worst ever. Fucking.
Yeah, what's the worst thing you've ever injured?
I snapped my arm when I was a little boy.
You broke your arm?
I snapped it.
How?
Fell off the monkey bars.
Tell me the story.
I was on the monkey bars and I fell off.
Oh, is that.
How?
So you fucked your shoulder up all from the monkey bar.
Arm, yeah. I landed on my arm and it snapped. One of my earliest memories.
Of course
memories.
Your parents didn't get that fixed.
One of my earliest memories. No, I did have to go to hospital. Had to stay the night and woke up in the middle of the night. Had no idea where I was. It was the most terrifying night of my life.
Yeah, you would have been. I imagine you being scared.
Oh, yeah, it was terrifying. 3-year-old.
So your mum didn't sleep over with you?
No.
Wow.
And I had no idea where the fuck I was.
Is that like a nervous laugh?
It hides the pain. It pushes it down.
Yeah, no, mom, you were just in hospital.
I had surgery on my arm.
How old were you?
3. All alone. In Germany, looking at the door, watching all the feet walk past.
Is that why? Because it was Germany.
Yeah.
So what, the hospitals weren't good and you couldn't
they say, ugh, there. That's a little, go home, he'd be fine. Push it down.
Oh. Okay. Fucking hell, man. Let's try and get back to, like, reality. Next question.
Next question is from Matthew Knowles. Does Matt Brown ever try to punch Marty or Michael because of The Bachelor Brown? No.
Try to punch us?
I don't think I'd ever get violent at Marty and Michael. I just don't think I
would. Would you get violent at anyone else?
What do you mean, in general?
Yeah. What if someone came up to you at the shops and they shoved you into the chips?
No, don't say that because someone's going to do it. And then I'll get violent.
Unless you tell
what them. About if someone had a knife and they said, look, you got to punch me in the face or I'm going to cut your mum?
Nah, I'd beat him.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not going to happen. If somebody came at me with a knife and they threatened mum, I'll win.
Okay.
I just know I'll win.
Now people are going to want to test that.
All right.
Well, yeah, don't do that, obviously. But
now, all right. Next question from Zach Jeanette. Is there a science experiment you could conduct to see if there really is really is extraterrestrials beings out there.
Yeah.
So is there something you can do to actually test the theory?
We're watching Jared Wright. He's a legend, by the way.
He's the creator of the Big Les show. His stories. And it was like this little orb, like at night first, and then during the day the next day. And I was like, what the fuck is that? And he just said, I don't know, but whenever you think of them, they appear.
So we're going to go out. And Matt, you're coming.
Oh, yeah, I'm coming. Oh, have we organized a date yet?
Yeah, yeah. It's like,
got to get work off.
5 weeks away or something.
Can you give me a date so I can, out of it. Yeah. Can I get work off? Please?
Yeah. Or, Connor, message me when you're hearing this and we'll confirm dates. I think we may already have.
Cool. I need to know.
And we'll go away. We'll contact the aliens. Because if you just have to think of them and then they appear, it does.
Oh, you're like, that'd be so good.
Oh.
And if all of us think together, it's like more powerful.
Exactly.
Mm. Well, that's exactly what groups
why we
do.
Got that, that's why we got that app too, that we paid a huge amount of money for to contact them. It's Stephen Greer's app.
We trust him.
It's Stephen Greer's, Dr. Stephen Greer. He can do the, where you go somewhere else. What's it called?
Astral Project. Is that what it's called? My fucking...
Astral projection.
It's gone. The word is gone.
Damn it.
Remote viewing.
Yeah, remote viewing. Where you can like look at things anywhere in the universe.
Through meditation.
Through meditation. And at any time, believe it or not, let that sink in. He can go see something in 1950 here.
Next question is from
That's all I'm going to say.
So, yeah, fuck. Jared Wright, his stories, go follow him. He had fucking... aliens on his stories just beaming in and out of this
weird little orbs. Anyway,
all right, next question is from Patrick Sean.
And then he found a five-leaf clover, not a four-leaf, a five-leaf
clover. He found a five-leaf clover and then two four-leaf clovers all in the one story.
Fuck off.
I swear to God.
It's like the luckiest man alive.
Seriously,
I'll show you after.
Show him now. Show Brown now. Can you get onto Instagram?
Yeah, I'll show you.
Will you believe this, Brown?
No.
Well, get ready, mate, because this is real life.
Soak in piss.
That's insane, mate.
Apparently, they grow near each other, so if you find one, there's more.
Anyway, the clover didn't...
He might be a leprechaun or something.
The clover didn't impress me, but the flying thing in the sky has me thinking.
Yeah, what the fuck
dude,
was
100%.
That? Whenever he thinks of it, it appears. Anyway, moving on.
Sorry. Next question. From Bryce Carter. Marty, would you be able to say my name Bryce in German?
Bryce.
Gehacktes Fleisch.
Bryce.
Bryce.
Gehacktes Fleisch.
Gehacktes Fleisch.
Gehacktes Fleisch. Bryce.
Next question is from FRSR. Michael, what's your favorite conspiracy ever?
The ones that are real.
That's a good answer. All right, sorry.
Brown.
Gehacktes Fleisch.
Gehacktes Fleisch.
Gehacktes Fleisch.
Gehacktes Fleisch.
Next question from GR Freeman 1. Question for the podcast. Has Matt Brown ever had a sexual experience with a demon or a ghost?
Great question. And I believe that you probably have.
I don't know, man.
You have been a demon.
Oh, definitely been a demon. It's hard to know, but you know, in the early days of like when we were getting sleep paralysis, sometimes I wondered if I was getting halved in those moments.
What, the fucking demons raped you?
Well, that's what I felt like, because they pin you down, dude.
Yeah, don't rape you.
Did you
that's
come? What,
that's the thought that's coming.
Did you come? Because that sounds like maybe you.
Next question.
Them.
You never got
that
it.
That might be in the book.
Man, can you guys comment more about your sleep paralysis?
Yeah, I'd love to hear people's thoughts. And
I read the feelings. Comments and that would be so interesting.
Yeah, we love going through the comments. Yeah. There's so many at the moment. Fucking keep it coming, guys. There's like 1,000, over 1,000 every episode now. It's just crazy.
Wow. Was yours like witch-like, gremlin?
There has been gremlin-like, yeah.
Like mine was a little mouse thing. Remember I did have
one? Yeah, you had a rat.
No, mine's always been overpowering.
Actually, I had a mouse once, and they're like in the corner of the room far away at the beginning. But then they slowly get.
Oh, man. And then it was on me.
Scratch you.
And it was literally on me, sitting on me.
I would have loved that. Mine was always this big beast like thing that would just fucking pinned me down.
I had really? Actual. I had the
and
like,
fuck you.
I was thinking, I'm either getting murdered.
There you
or
go.
Like,
Matt does have a sex ghost.
Holy
story.
Shit! I've only ever had the shadow men, and they. Oh well, I had the rat once.
And that's what they are.
I had the witch once too, but mainly the shadow men. They just walk closer to you and sort of pressure.
Maybe just
chest.
Offer to suck it off. Okay, I'll suck you off. Like try and barter it a bit.
Laughing. No, they'll see. That's what I did. I accepted it one time, and then that's when I went into lucid
dreams. Oh,
well, you accepted it fucking you.
I accepted the attack, and then I lucid. I shot into the stratosphere, and I was
that's how
lucid
I lucid
dreaming.
Dream. I laughed at him, and then like it turned me into like
yeah. I just went fuck it.
Oh, funny times,
dude. Fuck me, I want to do that.
It was better than any high I've ever had.
You sound like an absolute Looney Tune when you try to explain it to someone. And you, because you've experienced, you
forever.
Understood. But
remember me running down, saying, "I just did it. I lucid dreamed."
Yeah.
Oh,
the shoot. The when you're shooting up,
it's like real flying.
Like
you are Superman.
Yeah,
you feel the wind.
Yeah, it's intense. Like it's something I've never experienced in my whole life. Anyway. I think we just
get
lost
sleep
half
paralysis.
Our
everyone gets sleep paralysis. It's good.
No, it's not good. It's bad on your
no,
health.
No, and laugh at them. And then you can control.
I feel like it's only in the times of extreme sleep deprivation that I've had it.
Yeah, true.
Which when I'm Denders. Shocked that you don't get it more.
Yeah, holy shit.
I'm just constantly like this shell of a man.
All right. Ready? All right. Next question is from Peter Hunt for all the boys. What is each boy's worst habits? You'll have to name one because I don't know what it is.
Mark, Matt's is his horniness levels. Yeah. It's his worst habit. He's just always horny, looking for, thinking about sex, talking about sex, having sex, being sex, seeing sex, feeling sex, enjoying sex, just rolling in sex.
Stop.
So that's Matt's worst, and Michael's worst would probably be...
I shower more now.
Yeah, his hygiene's definitely gotten better.
I think Amber's done that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to think about it.
I'm eating better.
You've been eating better for a while, though.
I cough up some phlegm still.
That's just from smoking years.
Oh, real phlegm.
Oh, that is
look at that.
Fucked.
Look at that.
Oh, Matt, you fucking touching it. I forgot. Matt has like weird superpowers with fucking spit. Oh, oh my God, you two fucking sick fucks.
It's speaking to you.
Oh, I don't know if the wide camera can get this in.
It's speaking.
You might have to
Michael
pick it
just
up.
Gollied on the table
it's
and
speaking.
Matt is playing
it's
with it. Pick it up.
It's
man, you
speaking.
Are fucked
it's coming your way.
You got a new worst habit.
Okay, so I hope I can see.
Yeah,
that.
I got a new worst habit. Marty doesn't
like
that.
It's like a snail. It looks like a snail.
Oh, all right. Shit. What's your...
Oh, fucking hell. Move on. Oh, my God. No. Come on. Fuck off. Let's fuck off.
I don't
too
think,
much.
Show the
fucking
camera.
Picked it up like it's a fucking...
It's too
stop.
Wide. You got to go like
oh,
this.
My God. Stop picking it up. Picks up his fucking golly. Man. Fuck.
Oh, I don't think they saw it though.
Yeah,
so all that happened for
it's
nothing.
I'm feeling it's
it'll
in
get
there.
Deleted. The whole fucking video will get deleted.
Out. I cut that table out whenever I.
Do you?
Oh,
I think
yeah.
I thought we were
it's
all right.
It doesn't need to be in shot.
Should we get another one?
No. Come now.
Like this.
Oh, what's this. Worse, blood or mucus?
Oh, definitely that. Watching you fucking finger that is one of the sickest things I've ever seen.
Sorry.
It's like a no.
Oh,
it's like a dead like embryo or something.
Anyway, Marty, what's your worst
it's
habit?
Stem cell.
Yeah, what do you tell me? What is my worst habit?
Oh,
my lack of sleep.
Yeah.
My inclination to smoke weed.
No, I reckon like because it makes it funnier. I reckon. Oh, worst habit. I guess you give into the sugar.
You give into the sugar too.
Yeah, but not. Oh,
I've seen your cookie.
My self-control isn't the best these days.
I can binge eat.
But that's not a worse habit. That doesn't bother me that you have no self-control on certain things.
Oh, yeah, true. I don't even know. What's a bad habit? Oh, road rage.
He can get fucking crazy angry.
I used to get...
Bad driving.
But come on, it's just fast. It's just a bit quicker than usual.
Oh no, I remember like driving into the valley with you and you were so enraged by someone, you accelerated through a red light. It went red and you went, nah, straight through. And I was like, I don't feel safe.
Get so uncomfortable.
Yeah, Matt won't drive in the car normally if Marty's driving. So like, that's hilarious.
Some driving's just like, fucking got to get there. Got to get it done, cunt. But I think my road rage has definitely cooled down heaps in the last 3 years, for sure, I would say. Maybe every now and then I'd still have a little fucking...
I get angry. Yeah, some people are so
slow.
Yeah, like some people deserve it.
Some people just like, don't fucking leave the house. Just stay at home. If you can't drive the speed limit. If you're too scared, there's something wrong and the world has developed more than you have. And you need to stay at home and deal with it.
If you're going like 20 under.
Because I don't want to be an extra 10 seconds late.
All right, and that's questions.
What other? Have we forgotten a segment or something?
No.
Okay, lying to Lockie.
Lying to Lockie. He's in Dubai. Yeah.
We can't. It works.
All right, let's ring him then. Fuck it.
All right. What should we lie to him about?
I reckon we say that he's not in Dubai.
No, I reckon he'll know that pretty quick.
Okay.
Just look out his window and see that he is.
It'd be good to know that he did that, though.
What do we say to him?
His mum's dead.
We'll just keep saying that the contract's fallen through.
We'll tell him that his mum's... Nah, it's too much.
The contract's fallen through.
Or we could tell him that we've...
Tell him you bought Jackson's house. You were a secret buyer.
Tell him that... No, something's up. Like, Jackson's hurt himself.
What if he's like right there with Jackson?
That's funnier.
we'll be like, dude... Jackson's just DM'd us and he's like, hurt himself pretty bad.
Nah, he's like, oh fuck, he's gonna buy that. Like, it's not funny enough to know straight away. What's something that, he's gonna know anything we say to him now.
Why don't we say, Andy Lee won the Golden Logie?
Does he know what the Logies are? Yeah, surely he does. Because Hamish won it, didn't he?
Yeah, Hamish won. Yeah. So we'll say, Andy beat Hamish in the Golden Logies.
Okay.
Alright. So
I'll say Jackson's been injured.
Okay. If the gold Logies doesn't work, yeah, that's our plan B lie.
Yeah.
For anyone overseas, the Logies is an Australian TV award.
It's like the Emmys.
Yeah.
But for Australia.
That's exactly what it's like.
And it's, yeah. Anyway, fuck. We're calling this is a segment where we just call Lockie every week and just lie to him and see if he believes it. Anyway, here we go.
Sorry.
Don't answer, call me.
Fuck, that sucks.
All right, and that's killed that now.
Should we cut that?
Yeah, maybe cut that. Oh, up to you, Connor.
No, look, let's leave it in. And people, if you have comment what lies you want us to tell Lockie, all right? And as soon as he gets back, we'll hit him with some lies.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Hopefully he's not there for like 6 months. Okay. All right. Well, yeah.
All right, next segment.
And the next segment.
Hey, before we get there, what do you think of this comment?
Here we go.
Jet Greg Star. Now, I thought this comment was actually pretty good and I've only just realized that it was there. But remember how you guys said Jet Star was shit?
Yeah.
And Greg's name is shit.
Jet Greg
Star.
Oh, that's the comment. That's the comment I should have chose.
Yeah. So I'm sorry. That was Rob's trains. I feel like we should have kind of put him up there.
No, that's not a bad Greg Matt. I see a lot of Greg Matt
comments.
They're good.
They're coming out of the woodworks.
Yeah, Greg Brown, Matt.
Greg Brown, Matt, Greg.
Yeah.
Gerg.
Greg, Matt, Brown, Greg, Greg, Matt.
Brown.
You can, oh, yeah, it's great. Anyway, P.O. Box. This is where we open shit that you guys have sent to us. If you want to send us shit, it's P.O. Box 256 Tagum 4018 Queensland, Australia. And we open everything live and we get sent the most fucked shit.
I want some
last
sugar.
Last 2 weeks.
I just realized there's instructions, I think, for this one and I can't remember what they are and I apologize before we open it.
Why? Is it shit?
No, I just can't remember that I was meant to do something with it and I knew I was going to forget.
Yeah, so send us your shit. Last week we got sent all types of different fucking fucked up shit. We got sent horse smegma and stuff. We got scissors around here somewhere.
How do the scissors always disappear?
I found scissors the other day. Anyway, we'll open this one first, eh? All right, I'm opening this first package. It just says Marty and Michael Fully Actual on the front.
That's exciting. It's inside?
I don't know. I'm scared to. Yeah, I always get scared to push it. Oh no! I hate canisters of some kind.
Oh, I don't trust it. The
what?
I don't know. I just don't like the wrapping. It fucking freaks me out. Is that good? All right, there's nothing in here. I don't think.
Is this just a vacuum? Well, no,
oh, this doesn't look good, Marty.
Okay, so I've pulled out another package. It's sticky.
Could be phlegm.
It's sticky. It's so it's a package in a package. Can you open that? I'm so sorry. Why did you do that?
God. I don't know.
Oh, Michael's opened his box at the same time.
That one, I think that's safe, Michael. I think I know what it is. So I got pre.
Right, Michael's box is nearly open. There's some sort of black thing in there. What is it? Black wrapping.
Read the letter, big love.
Oh no.
What is it, Matt? What's in the bag?
It's a fucking canister.
Oh no, fucking canister. So it's a bag within a bag, and in that bag is a canister. All right, Matt, pull it out. Let's see what we got.
Oh. It's fucking anthrax.
Oh no.
All right, we got some leather.
Oh, is this from Haley?
Yeah, yeah. This is the leather girl. And she gave me some instructions and I forgot.
Oh,
it says
no.
Fuck you.
All right, she asked me to let her know. All right, let's see what that is first, Matt. What the fuck is that?
Oh. Oh, you might like this. If this is what it says on the front, it says it's dried cannabis.
Oh, fuck off.
It's not open.
Bullshit. Is this medical marijuana?
Some cool belts.
That's a medical marijuana company.
Leather.
No way.
Thank you, Haley.
Careful, it could be a trap.
It's not. Oh, the smell of
it
that.
It is. Wow.
The smell of that. Someone's just sent us medical grade.
How did that get through the mail? That's incredible.
Oh, and there's a letter in here with it. We'll open this first, then we'll get to Haley. All right, here's the letter. It's got a big cock and balls on it.
Smelling really good.
Yeah. Hey, cunts, me again. Sent you that little bit of chopped shit the other week. How was it? Matt Brown is fucked still. Yes. Yeah. There's more. Yeah, but nah, you cunts are fully actual mad cunts. Hey, Matt Brown's a star. Us over at the Secret Society have been watching him closely, studying his every move, bounding backwards through the woods, little black book in one hand, little brown in the other, searching for disgusting sex to have. Other than that, the Secret Society hopes you cunts enjoy the good shit. We get the best of the Secret Society, and after all, I am the man, the myth, a fucking legend. Love, MML of Secret Society. And it's got a picture of Matt Brown's dick on the other side.
Oh, thank you, dude.
Wow. And he's just sent us medical grade. Fucking legend. Fucking legend. That's good. Great. All right, now we've received a package from Haley. It's leather. Leather. And Michael, I had to guess your measurements, by the way. All right, so these are like super good quality fucking male.
Oh, they're
what do you call
things
them?
You wear?
Oh, they're suspenders.
Yeah, these are suspenders. I had to give them the measurements. Give her the measurements, and I guessed. So hopefully they fit.
So
and
Haley's
this is a belt for Maros. Like, it feels real nice. It's good shit. Ever feel like that?
Holy shit.
She's got her website up.
Now she's in Tasmania, is that right?
Hey guys, Matthew Gregory Brown. Before you sook, I will make you a belt or suspenders when you subscribe to the website.
That's
so
good.
Never. Oh, so you never get it. This is a good quality belt.
I'll take a whip.
No.
Sorry.
I myself do not like some of the things those boys do on their website. Their toileting habits, for example, they really turned a new page of gross, I'll admit it. But come on, mister, be a part of the family and subscribe for fuck's sake.
Anyway, read what that says.
Anyway, I design and craft...
Injamin.
Listen! This is, she's given us these gifts! Anyway, I design and craft these pieces for my business, HMJMIEN. HMJMIEN. They are made with solid brass and stainless steel, as well as top quality, ethically sourced leathers. Marty, that belt will last lifetimes. There is no glue or stitching used, just solid Chicago screws. For your subscribers, I have a discount code, FULLYACTUAL20, in capital letters, for 20% off all her products. My website is hmjmien.com. Okay? hmjmien.com. So go there, FULLYACTUAL20. Capital letters for 20% off. Get yourself some super good quality leather shit. Thank you very much, Haley.
Thank you, Haley.
I need like a good belt. I never buy a good belt. Some good P.O. box
like
there.
Batman,
that's for
would
sure.
Batman wear that one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't touch it, leather. Matt. You're not allowed to touch this, okay?
Yeah, look, she sent this one for you. It's a little keychain, Matt, and it says,
that's nice.
Fuck you. Imprinted in it.
Sorry.
But you read behind it. Sorry.
All right. Time for the final fucking segment. And it is prank call time. Are you serious?
Yeah.
What the fuck? What are we going to do again?
Hello, my name Arnold Fine. Okay, I come yesterday to buy food from Kohl's. And I buy some milk, I buy a noodle, maybe some tomato. I give to my pig at home, my pet pig. And now my pig is very sick. He vomit through the kitchen, and my wife slip on the floor. She's sick, flicking around. So your food make my pig sick. Your food make my pig sicker, you understand?
Sorry, what were you? Sorry, couldn't quite hear you then. Could you repeat that, please?
Okay, okay, you listen. I was talking for a long time, and you listen, okay? I come in your shop yesterday, okay? I buy some food, noodle, tomato, milk. I buy 2-3 milk. I feed to my pig, my pet pig. At home, and the noodle and the milk, it vomited all back up, and the pig is sick in the kitchen.
Okay, have you got the items still? Have you got the receipt?
Maybe receipt. I look for, but my pig is vomit on the floor. It is slip around and flick and roll from kitchen to lounge room. Vomit flick on ceiling. Pig look
yep.
confused.
Okay. Have you still got the bottle? Have you still got the bottle? Yeah. I don't need the actual milk. I need the bottle. Have you got that?
The milk.
A complaint form and give you the refund for that one. As long as you've got the bottle and you can, you know.
Okay, okay. The milk. The milk, $2-3. No bigger problem. But my pig is sick. Okay, he vomit in front of me. My wife scream at me. She's sick too. And my pig are flicking around. I need to take to vet. Huh? You understand? My vet bill will be hundreds of rubles.
Yep. Okay. All right. So I'm going to put you through the duty because this actually sounds serious. Can you stay on the line, please?
Yeah,
or call
please.
Somebody?
Yes.
Stay on the line.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you for calling Coles.
That's
the
okay. Am I? Oh, they're not a person.
Did you know it, Coles?
Oh, fucking trick me, Coles.
This means that
you can fuck you, huh?
Our customers find in store. It's
talk to me,
eh?
I talk to you.
Because it's important.
You not listen, I not listen.
Hobby farms.
Bitch.
Providing our customers with a
I find you, huh? I find you, huh? Feed you milk and noodle.
You can learn more about Coles Australia Third Sourcing
Policy
at coles.com.au.
Fuck you, huh?
We'll be with you soon. At Coles, we know...
More talker, talker.
Where it comes from. That's why all of our Coles brand fresh beef, pork, lamb, chicken and turkey is sourced from Australian
farms... That a person, huh?
Okay, hello. Sorry to keep you waiting. All right, so I've had a quick talk to the jury just about this situation.
Yeah, yeah.
So basically, I need you to be able to come in, bring the bottle with you, bring a receipt if you've got it. We need to launch a product complaint form. Basically, you know, they'll escalate it up the chain and they'll be able to handle it from there. Basically, any sort of thing. I totally agree that, you know, that what's happened is an unfortunate situation and it should not have happened, but we'll be able to get through this, okay?
Look, do not know if I find the bottle, okay? I look to bin, but my pick is vomit. I vomit on the floor after the noodle. I gave the pig noodle and the vomit in the kitchen. Who clean mess, huh? May I come and pick up your stuff and bring them over to clean?
Yep, I understand. If you can try and find that bottle, that would be great. Then we can launch a product complaint form, all right? Just come to the store whenever you can, okay?
Wait, but who clean my house? I have a pick of vomit to flick on the ceiling, and a flick on the TV, and a flick on the floor. Vomit all over the place. I need someone come clean. My wife is sick. She, in bed, she yelled at me, "Oh, Arnold, make her dinner." Shut up,
I'm
wife.
Sorry about that one. We'll see what we can do, okay?
My
all right,
wife.
So...
Okay, I come down and pick up...
Bring the bottle, okay?
You bring you home, okay? I come
all
and pick
right,
you up
you.
To bring to clean my house, huh? You clean my house! Fucking...
Oh, my God, dude! That was one of my favorites. Arnold Fine is so beautiful. Oh, my God.
Whoa.
He's getting so feisty.
Yeah, he doesn't have time for people's shit. Plus, his wife has been sick for a very long time with alcoholism.
That was very good. The reason I said don't say anything on the hold, I listened to phone calls the other day on our phone system and we could hear the hold music, but at the same time you could hear the guy in the background going, "Fucking motherfuckers," like pissed off. And I was like, and then it came back and he's like, "Oh yeah, hey, how's it going, guys?" Like yeah. Just, and I was like, "Oh, well, you psychopath."
Think about all the, yeah, that's now, what we want. Yeah. Because he can.
Oh no, he broke character. Yeah, and I was like, yeah. Fuck, don't break character. Yeah.
But I don't think that, yeah, hopefully they didn't hear that.
I don't think they did.
I used to work at Woolworths and I'd never listen in on the fucking people on hold.
Yeah,
they're like sort of, the first chick was pissing herself laughing.
Yeah, she was like,
"Oh, was she?"
Yeah, she, I
and
think
she had
it
over. She's laughing in the background.
She's like, "I don't think I can
sure.
handle this." Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Okay. The flicking little fit that you had when you went full east, like full Germany, Eastern Germany, flicking up there, flicking TV, flicking ceiling. That was fucked. Oh,
all right, guys,
good.
That is the end of episode number 11. Don't forget to subscribe.
19?
Episode
it?
Number 9, and you get your chair next week. Your new chair.
Is
anyway,
it good?
Don't forget to subscribe, like, and comment if you had a good time here today. And we will be back next week because we are the best. The best.
We're the best.
We're the best.
We're the best.
We're the best.
Cunt fucking best.
We're the best.
We're the best.
We're the best.
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 We're the best.
Fuck best.
Best.
Fuck best. This is what I really look like.
We're the best.